But without a purpose, there can be no real plan. See, the reason why we're mad at folks is because they don't have a purpose, so they can't have a real plan. Come on. As I saw the vision on the back wall there, I see a new church coming up. That is the plan, and God will supply the purpose to get it done. You got to get me now. Because just like when we saw we're building our building, it's coming up real soon. Closing in about 14 days. Somebody say amen. Amen. It's closing. It's been approved for months, but we're getting ready to do some things. And what God has done, see, when you get a plan, he supplies the purpose. Amen. God is sending us cheap labor all over the place. We're going to have money left over after we build a building. Amen. Come on, you got to get that. But without a purpose, there cannot be a real plan. Israel wandered 40 years because they lost sight of their purpose. This is what I've learned about God. God will let you, because he loves us so much, he'll let us wander. And he'll watch us wander, and then he will disqualify us when we're about ready to go in because we waste too much of his time. Come on now. We're wasting too much of God's time. So God's patience will allow you to wander. My question to you, how many years are you going to wander? How many years? What is the next year? And here's, I got a call the other day, and Stephen did my book cover a year and a half ago. I got a call out of the blue and says, I want to publish your book. And I said, who is this? And I didn't realize that. But they sparked something in me. So now I said, you know what? I got to get it done in the next 60 days. I've deprived people because of my laziness. Somebody should be reading The Power of Thoughts. How lazy is that? God says, I've given you a book. You've had it written for 3 years, and you haven't published it yet. He said, I'm going to stop giving you stuff. Say no more. With every plan, there's a season. Because what we have to understand, that if I'm gonna walk in my purpose, what is my season that I'm in? Amen. Because some of us miss the season. Amen. You got to get this. And my question to you today, what season are you in? Each season has a plan. Amen. And where there's a plan, there's a purpose. If we are to be productive and maximize it, we must do it. Let's go to Luke chapter 11. I'm gonna set you up here. Luke 7, we talk about the prodigal son. He wastes the plan, and he wastes the purpose. Luke 15, verse 11. Got it? It says, then he said, a certain man had two sons, and a young of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided them his livelihood, and without many days after, the younger son gathered all together and journeyed to a far country and wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Watch me now. As I look back at my life and I say, you know, God, I've missed a few seasons. Get this now. Some of us have missed some seasons. Players, when they play football, there are certain ages. Come on now. You can, like right now, the NBA, they're debating about the one-and-done rule. Because they're saying some players are physically able to play at 18. Because they can do that thing. They understand the season of maturity because you can jump and you can spring high at a certain age level, certain seasons. Come on now. When we get 45 and 50, we can't do that. We out of what? Season. For me now, it's fast walking. I got the fat man stride. Huh? Sometimes the Holy Ghost will jump on our jog, and I got it slow because I got to pace up, I got to get home. But I know my season, the wind sprint's over. No matter how my mind, I know that. So I'm out of that season, amen. But I can still do something. Tell your neighbor, say, you can still do something. I'm telling you, I realize that, you know, and I'm just a cool in the morning when I'm walking. I got my music on. I'm looking smooth, you know, and especially when cars coming, if I'm jogging and I can't let them see me tired, I stretch and the car's coming. Because one of our members live in the neighborhood around the street, and I know when Vel was about to break around the corner. So Vel, come see. I see Pastor doing it. She gone now. Let me. I understand my season. Come on now. Amen. I'm not trying to press any people. So once you understand your season, there are six things that we got to understand. And I want you to grab hold of these things. I'm going to read them real quick, then I'm going to break.